Hello, welcome to the show called Job Opportunities. I'm Gene, a volunteer reader with SunSounds of Arizona. This week in the Arizona Republic, we have had some opportunities appear that we haven't seen for a while. First off, there is a nanny needed for Jessica Steele in Scottsdale, Arizona, to care for children in a private home. They'd like somebody with a high school diploma or equivalent, requires 24 months of experience as a nanny or child care worker. You can email your resume and cover letter to jesteele, and then the numerals 17 at gmail.com. That's J and then E and then Steele, Steele, and then the numerals 17 at gmail.com. And that's a nanny. Then we had also Bar S Foods Company has an opening for a regional disruptor in Scottsdale, Arizona, to build and oversee the operations of the plant-based business unit in the U.S. and Canada, to oversee sales, marketing, R&D, logistics, finance, and HR, to develop new business and ensure profitability. Person is responsible for managing overall operations, recruiting staff, creating budgets. This is a telecommuting position with remote work site. May telecommute and work from home from any location in the U.S. For full job description or to apply, send your resumes to A Lake, that's A-L-A-K-E, at bar, B-A-R, dash S dot com. And when I use the word dash, I'm talking about a horizontal line between two letters, halfway between the top and the bottom of the letters. So alake at bar-s.com. An opening for a regional disruptor in Scottsdale, Arizona. Next up is an assistant caregiver for an adult home. Under supervision, you would provide personal care, such as bathing, dressing, and grooming of patients, assist patients when moving in and out of beds. Duties will also include changing bandages and dressing wounds, monitor or report changes in health status to resident manager, as well as maintain patient records. 40 hours per week. Send your resume. Looks like it's via snail mail. So you're going to mail your resume to Mr. Pitut, that's P-I-T-U-T, P-I-T-U-T. It's Valley Oasis Assisted Living, Valley Oasis Assisted Living. The address is 4411 West Chama, that's C-H-A-M-A, Drive in Glendale, and in Arizona, and the zip code is 85310. Mr. Pitut, P-I-T-U-T, Valley Oasis Assisted Living, 4411 West Chama Drive, Glendale, Arizona, 85310, an assistant caregiver for an adult home. The Mount Graham Regional Medical Center. Mount Graham Regional Medical Center seeks a point of care coordinator and quality assurance in Safford, Arizona. Mount Graham Regional Medical Center seeks a point of care coordinator in Safford, Arizona to oversee QA programs and activities to ensure the accuracy of lab results. It requires a bachelor's or foreign equivalent in medical technology or related field, and 5 years of experience as a medical technologist or in a related role. Must be certified as an international medical laboratory scientist by the ASCP Board of Certification. Experience must include performing testing and calibration within a lab. Email your resume to tjohns, that's T-J-O-H-N-S, at MT, for Mount Graham, so it's mtgraham.org. tjohns@mtgraham.org. That's a point of care coordinator with the Mount Graham Regional Medical Center. Our next opportunity is an immigration attorney with Alcock and Associates. Manage removal defense cases in Arizona immigration courts and affirmative apps with USCIS and DOS. Prepare and litigate applications for removal relief, including cancellation of removal, AOS, asylum, withholding of removal, and CAT. Prepare and argue motions to release from detention in bond proceedings. Prepare affirmative apps for visas, citizenship, asylum, UNT visas, VAWA and waivers, legal research and writing. Draft and file motions and briefs before immigration courts or the BIA or the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals. Must be licensed to practice. The job site is Phoenix, Arizona. If interested, email your resume to swalcockglobal@gmail.com. That's SW and then Alcock, Alcock, and then global, GLOBAL. That's all one word, @gmail.com. And that's an immigration attorney. Then we have a director of client success at Sibi LLC. That's SIBI LLC in Gilbert, Arizona. To create and utilize Salesforce reports and Tableau dashboards to help the engineering team understand client health, risk, and upsell opportunities. This requires a master's degree in global management or engineering or business administration or a closely related field and 24 months of experience. Additional duties, requirements are available upon request. Email your resume to jobs@sibipro.com and in the subject line refer to job number N as in Nancy, B as in boy, 01. Okay, email your resume to jobs@sibipro.com, and in the subject line, refer to job number N as in Nancy, B as in boy, 01. The 01 are numerals. That's a director of client success in Gilbert, Arizona. And next up, we have an operations manager. It requires a bachelor's degree in business administration or related field. Mail your resume via snail mail to Ban, B-A-N, Chan, C-H-A-N, Incorporated, Ban Chan, Inc. The address is 2909 South Dobson Road, Suite Number 7, Mesa, Arizona, 85202. Mail your resume to Ban Chan, Inc., 2909 South Dobson Road, Suite 7, Mesa, Arizona, 85202, an operations manager. All right, that's the jobs that we have in the Arizona Republic this past week, other than engineering jobs that require all kinds of stuff that I don't have a clue what they mean. But we have time. Let's start at the top. Let's go take a look at how we handle the website USA Jobs and see what kind of federal jobs there are in Arizona. When searching for a federal job in Arizona, your search bar in your browser on your computer, you would type in usajobs.gov. The page would load, and in the top left corner will be the title usajobs. And to the right side, there'd be the sign-in, there'd be a tab for events, for the help center, and for the search box. Below the USA Jobs title on the left side is a search box for keywords. You can search by job title, by the department, by agency, by series, or occupation. To the right of that box is another search box, and that's by location. You can search by city, or state, or zip, or country, or simply type in the word remote, and then you hit return or enter, or you can move your cursor farther to the right and click on the search box. Now, if you scroll down, you'll find Shape America's Future, where you can save your favorite jobs, upload your resumes, make your resume searchable, and apply for jobs in the federal government. And then below that, it says create profile or sign in. So you can actually set up an account on this website, and that helps you because you can have the site notify you whenever a particular job that you were interested in the past becomes available. Then below that, we have a couple of links. Just starting out in your career? Start here. Below that, explore career fields that are hiring now. Below that, learn more about the federal hiring process. And as we scroll on down the page, we get to what jobs can you apply for. And there are four tabs across the page from left to right. The left tab is open to the public. Then the tab to the right of that is students. To the right of that is federal employees. And to the right of that is veterans. Now you can keep on scrolling on down the page and there are other offerings for you. But I can tell you right now, I'm kind of interested in those jobs that are open to the public. So I'm going to put my cursor on the word open to the public. I'm going to click once. It's then going to load. And there's a nice picture of a whole lot of people walking around on the sidewalk. And below that, open to the public, if you are a U.S. citizen or national, you can apply to jobs that are open to the public. I scroll on down. You're eligible. Then can I apply if I already work for the federal government? Yeah. And when a job is open to the public, you'll see the open to the public icon. There may be other groups listed that can also apply. And I keep on scrolling down. Oh, here we go. Search jobs right in the center of the page for open to the public. And then there are two search boxes. On the left side, keywords. And on the right side, location. I am going to search by the state of Arizona. I'm just going to type in Arizona as the location and see how many jobs we find for Arizona that are federal jobs. I click on search. It tells me on the left-hand side, underneath the keyword search box, I have searched by Arizona and open to the public. Those are the two filters. And I am now viewing one of 25 of 643 jobs. 643 jobs. Okay, the first job is attorney with the Secretary of the Navy offices in the Department of the Navy. Location negotiable after selection. Starting at $64,649 per year. Multiple appointment types with multiple schedules. Then there is a police officer, handler, trainer with the Department of the Navy. Then there's a public notice for general engineer, direct hire under the Federal Aviation Administration. And the next one is a public notice for a mechanical engineer, direct hire under Federal Aviation Administration. So we have a public notice for a general engineer, and then this one is for a mechanical engineer. Oop, and the next one is for a computer engineer. And all of them start at the same salary, $47,813 per year. And they're all with the Department of Transportation. Okay, scrolling on, oh my goodness, here's another one. Also, this is an electronics engineer. Then there's an economist, a civil engineer, a community planner, an environmental protection specialist, another environmental protection specialist, a safety engineer, a fire protection engineer, an electrical engineer, and a medical officer. These are all direct hires under the Federal Aviation Administration within the Department of Transportation. And then all of them say may be filled in various FAA duty locations. Aviation FAA organizations nationwide. They all start at $47,813 per year. They're all considered permanent and full-time positions. You know what? I don't want to look through 643 jobs. I need something to help me sort. Oh, that's right. You can do that. If at the top of the page where it showed you that you were viewing one of 25 of 643 jobs, if you looked on the right side of the page, about the right one-third of the page, there are filters. And the top filter is remote jobs. Only show remote jobs or exclude remote jobs. Well, none of these jobs are remote jobs. So all 643, you have to show up for work. But then the next block is appointment type. So do you want jobs that are multiple appointments or permanent or jobs that are for internships or recent student graduates or temporary jobs or seasonal jobs? And there's a checkbox to the left of each of those titles that lets you know if you check it, then you'll be looking at just those jobs. Then you have the department and agency, and it gives you the departments alphabetical. So I don't want to look at all of those departments. There's a lot of departments there. Holy moly. And then we get past, now we're to location. Ooh, now we're talking. Location. Offers relocation assistance, 257 jobs. Offers telework, 281 jobs. Not that interested in either of those. How about pay? Salary. Ooh, we got a sliding scale here. Goes from zero on the left to 500,000 on the right. Not interested in a $500,000 job. I'm going to click on that radio button on the right-hand side. I'm going to scroll down while I'm holding the radio button down, and I'm going to say, let me see the jobs that are about 100, from zero to 131,000. And then I scroll back up to the top of the page, and it shows that I'm down to 572 jobs. I have eliminated some of those jobs. So the first one is an attorney, secretary of the office. So what's an attorney do for the Navy? And I put my cursor over the word attorney, click on it, and it brings up a job description page, and it says a summary. The Navy's Office of the General Counsel has over 140 locations around the world. To view the Department of the Navy's Office of the General Counsel current attorney vacancies, please go to the OGC website at, and then there's a link there. Please note that the OGC website lists all available attorney positions. All questions regarding vacancy announcements should be directed to the point of contact listed for the specific vacancy. Oh my goodness. This job is open to the public. And here are the now list the duties. And then there's the requirements for conditions of employment. And then the qualifications. Well, that's interesting. The OGC consists of approximately 750 civilian attorneys, 25 uniformed Navy JAGs and Marine Corps judge advocates, and over 200 support staff located in 140 offices throughout the United States and overseas. The Office of the General Counsel of the Navy provides legal advice to the Secretary of the Navy, the Undersecretary of the Navy, the Assistant Secretaries of the Navy and their staffs, and the multiple components of the Department, to include the Navy and the Marine Corps, in the obligation of an annual budget of over $160 billion and the management of over 900,000 service members and civilians. Civilian Navy OGC attorneys help clients address legal concerns in virtually every area of the law related to business, including government contracts, public employment ethics, environmental concerns, personal and real property law, personnel law, fiscal issues, intellectual property law, litigation, legislation, cyber, and intelligence law. Wow. And you can keep on scrolling on down. It says the job does not have an education qualification requirement. How you will be evaluated, as I scroll down the page, it describes what their preferences are and how they would interview. then the required documents, things that you have to submit when you apply, and then there is how to apply. But I don't see any button for how to apply. Gotten all the way to the bottom of the page. You know what? I bet you it's up at the top of the page. Let me scroll back up to the top, and there it is. In the right column, there is a button. At the very top of the right side, you have print, share, and save. And below that, you have an overview with open and closing dates, salary, pay scale and grade, location, and remote job and telework eligible and travel required. But right under the word overview is accepting applications. It's a green button. And that's where you click in order to start the application process. So that's how the website for usajobs.gov works. And that handles federal jobs throughout the world, either by state or by city or by zip code or even by country. So let's now turn to Arizona and see how Arizona, the state of Arizona, handles their job website. When you type into your search bar az.gov, that's az.gov, the website loads. In the top left corner is a title of Arizona. Then there's a search box in the center. And underneath the search box in the center are five tabs. From left to right, they are Discover AZ, then Business, then Residence, then Explore, and then Government. And when you put your cursor over the word Government, a drop-down menu appears, and you have State Government, Local Government, Half-Staff Notices, Elected Officials, Priorities, and Recent News. Well, we're going to click on State Government. When we click on State Government, it then loads another page. And that page has a series of tabs down the right column, or right side of the page. And it starts with related agencies. So you can see the Arizona Commerce Authority, the Arizona Corporation Commission, the Department of Administration, the Department of Revenue, and the Secretary of State. Below that is the title Related Services, and then there are five more tabs or links on the below that. And the first one is Arizona Constitution, and the second one is State Employment. The third one is Motor Vehicle Services, then Statewide IT Policies, and finally Half-Staff Notices. What we're interested in is State Employment. So we put our cursor over the word State Employment and select that one, and it then loads the azstatejobs.gov page. azstatejobs.gov. So if you wanted to skip the az.gov, you could always just type in azstatejobs.gov, and you would be taken right to the website for the job listings. Now, when you first open that page, there is a pop-up block that says this website uses cookies, and you have a button at the bottom right corner, I do not accept or I accept, and I click I accept. And then there's a nice picture across the top of the Winged Victory on top of the copper dome of the Capitol building, and I scroll down, and I keep on scrolling down. There's a whole lot of words to look at. And then we get to search by department below in order to return results by state agency. Well, then there's a search box. Search by job title, location, department, category, etc. And underneath that are five column headers. On the left-hand side is the categories. To the right of that are the departments. To the right of that are employment types. To the right of that are cities, and to the right of that are post-secondary degree. So, for categories, if I put my cursor on the word categories and click, a drop-down menu appears, and it says the first one is accounting and auditing, then parentheses 37. That means there's 37 jobs that are accounting or auditing jobs in the state government. And then the next one is administrative support or customer service. 61 jobs listed after it. Well, let's go down. I'm going to click on Administrative Support, Customer Service. It then loads the 61 jobs. And You know what? I think I'm going to sort by cities. Let's go over here to cities. And there's 2 jobs in Apache Junction and 4 in Avondale. And 1 in Camp Verde and 3 in Casa Grande and 2 in Chandler. And 2 in Coolidge and 3 in Cottonwood. Ooh, I'm going to take Cottonwood here. 3 in Cottonwood. It then loads those pages. Oh, no, it said there are no jobs. Oh, I see. I chose 3 jobs in Cottonwood, but I still have administrative support selected. So I'm going to go back up and take anything out of administrative support. Now I'm just looking for the 3 jobs in Casa Grande, in Cottonwood, excuse me. Oh, it's a case manager, an APS supervisor, and a park ranger. They're all full-time. The case manager is with the Department of Child Safety. The APS supervisor is with the Department of Economic Security, and the park ranger is with Arizona State Parks and Trails. And they have the location, Cottonwood. Closing date, ooh, 2 of them have closing dates right around the corner here, and the other one doesn't have a closing date, which means it's open until filled. So that's how the state of Arizona handles their website for job openings. We're almost out of time. I better say goodbye. I'm Gene, a volunteer reader with SunSounds of Arizona, and you have been listening to the show called Job Opportunities. I hope you have a great week ahead, and I hope you keep on listening. Bye-bye.